This is August the 23rd, 2024. Hello and welcome back to Back to the Basic Bible Study. I'm Pastor George Goins, and what a wonderful day we have today. I know it's raining and it's kind of a little dreary, but that's okay. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm very thankful to be able to be on the radio. Well, actually the internet right now, hopefully the radio in the future. But just grateful that we can share the Word of God, that we still live in a country that has freedom to do that. And also we're able to not only just share the Word of God, but be able to share the gospel news, which is Jesus Christ is Lord, and that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. And He wants to be your Savior. And all you got to do is call on Him, and He'll come into your life. And He'll change your life, and He will. Just grateful for that. Grateful to be in a free country. And listen, speaking of that, I hope everybody's kind of praying about how to vote this November. It's going to be a big election, and it's going to be very important. So everybody needs to be praying right now. You need to be praying. Let God lead you to the person that you need to pray for, not just the president, but all of the other things that will come up. Just be praying about it. Let God lead you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in how you should vote. And if you're a born-again believer, you should already be doing that. And if you're lost today, you just need Jesus in your life. You'll get Jesus in your life. Then He can lead you how He would want you to live in this life and how to serve Him. So just thankful again that we have this opportunity. Let me share just a little bit about church. We've been doing some baptisms. We had 18 kids that got saved at camp. We had, I think it was two that were had rededications. And so we've been baptizing here in the last few weeks, and had six more last night, or Sunday night, excuse me. We had six more Sunday night. And we were grateful for that. The Lord's been good. He's been good to Macedonia. Church seems to be doing well right now. We don't have any issues going on. We just have some people that are sick, and we're working to serve them as much as we can, and what we can do, and praying for them as well. So hopefully everything's going well with you. And I hope you have a church. I don't know if you have a church. If you do, then you need to be faithful to it. And, you know, if that's where God wants you to be, you be faithful and you go to church. You know, I know sometimes we don't feel well after we've worked all day. And, but, you know, get to church, you'll find out that you'll be glad that you went. And so it's very important. But if you don't have a church, we'd love for you to come visit with us. We are located here in actually the Bright Star community. And, it's 23465 State Highway 237 is where we're located. And it's not very far. Actually, if you live in Louisiana and in Texas, we're really close in that area there, just right off State Highway 237. If you come from Bloomberg, it's real easy. You just go through Bloomberg and just follow 160, and you'll see 237 going toward Texarkana. We're half a mile on the left, and it's easy to find. We'd love for you to come. We have Sunday morning. We have 10:45 worship service, 11 Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and then on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. And we'd love for you to come. People love Jesus at our church, and they love people. So we'd love for you to come be a part of that. I want to sing a song this morning called "Oh, I Want to See Him." We're going to be in Luke chapter 10 today. And we're going to be talking about a story, something that took place. And one of the things that we should be focused on is that we want to follow Jesus, and we want to hear from Him. And hopefully when you go to church, that's one thing, you know, you think about it. When you go to church, hopefully you go to church for the right reason. You want to hear from Jesus when you go to church. So this song here says, "Oh, I want to see Him." Okay, let's do it. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, and through Him I must win. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, and ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex the soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead and leads where'er betide. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, and ever to rejoice. When in valley low I look toward the mountain height, and behold my Savior there leading in the fight, with the tender hand outstretched toward the valley low. Guide me now, I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, and ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He does safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, and oh, I love Him so. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, and ever to rejoice. Cares all past, home at last, and ever to rejoice. Amen. And we can rejoice. And boy, I want to see Him. I know that a few weeks ago, my mother, she went to go see Him. And thankful that that's where she went. I know where she's at. She's fine. And, you know, that's the only thing that really gives me that comfort, you know, about Mom, and gives me peace, is to know that she is in glory and she's with Jesus. She's finally getting to see Him. And one day I'm going to get to see Him too, and I'll see Mom again. And I'm very grateful for that. And I hope you do. I hope you know Jesus. Really, that's the only reason why we're on this radio, is we just want to share Jesus with folks. And I just feel for people who do not believe, who do not want or have any desire to know Jesus. I just really feel for you. And I just want you to know that Jesus loves you, even if you don't love Him. He loves you, and He wants to be a part of your life. All you got to do is call on Him, and He will. He'll come. He'll come into your life, and He'll change your life, and He'll make a difference. He will. Look at Luke chapter 10 if you have your Bibles here. I'm just going to look at a few scriptures here, verse 38. It's a story about Mary and Martha, who were the sisters of Lazarus, okay? And Jesus makes a visit with them here in this passage. And it says, "Now it came to pass as they went that He entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So it's a good little passage of scripture here that that tells this story about Martha and Mary. And they were good friends of Jesus. They were disciples also of Christ. You know, they were followers of Christ. They believed in him and who he was, that he was the Son of God. And so they had invited him. But also, you have to think about when in that time, when Jesus was invited somewhere, he had a group with him. Of course, you know, he had his those chosen apostles that he had, those 12 that he had with him that came along with him because they followed him wherever he went. And I'm sure there might have even been other disciples, followers of Christ, maybe with him at the time. But she opened up her house here. Now, you know, the point I want us to focus on is what Jesus said in verse 42. He said, but one thing is needful. What do you think the one thing is needed today? You know, you think about that question. What do you think that the world needs today? That one thing that the world needs today? Well, you know, one thing I think is a spiritual hunger. We need a spiritual hunger. I remember a time in the past, and not too far back, when there was a natural disaster or when we had the 9/11 event that took place. I remember people crying out to God and helping for help. And we don't see that much today. You know, I'm sure that there are some folks, but we just don't see the cry that we once had before. That people just don't have a spiritual hunger. Church is not important anymore. People don't go to church much anymore. You have your faithful ones that do, and I'm grateful for those folks and that they're dedicated. But, you know, there's just so many people that are unchurched out there in the world today that just need some Jesus in their life. You know, when we took those young people to camp, you know, we told them, you invite friends that need Jesus in their life, and they did, and it paid off. And many of their friends come to know Jesus through that. And so there's a spiritual hunger, a hunger for the Word of God. People don't even hunger for the Word of God. And I hate to say this, but this is true. Even Christians don't hunger for the Word of God like they used to. And we need to hunger for the Word of God. Even the things of God, which is to serve Him, to be committed to Him, and for His blessings on our life. People don't seek for those things anymore. They don't hunger for those things anymore. Even the love of God. You know, going through the death of my mom, you know, a little over 2 weeks ago, I was looking for the love of God in my life. I wanted Him to love me, and I wanted Him to hold me and to comfort me and to give me that peace that I was looking for during that time. And He did. And He did. He's still doing it. He's still helping me. And I think about my father, and, you know, we're trying to keep our focus on him right now and just making sure that he's okay. And Dad, you know, God has helped him too through this as well, and it's a blessing to know. We should have a spiritual hunger. That's one thing that this world needs today, is a spiritual hunger for the Word of God, the things of God, and the love of God, and then also a relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus said, hey, come to me. Come to me. I can just see him with his hands out toward anybody that would want him, and him just saying, come, just come to me. Just come to me. That's what Jesus said. And to team up with him, that's what he used, that word yoke. And if you're older, you would understand this, but some of the youngers may not understand this. But a yoke was something that you put around two animals to team them up to do the work, but do it with two instead of one. And what that meant was is that they both had to work together, and one had to follow the other. And what Jesus is saying, just come to me, yoke up with me, team up with me, and follow me. And then to know him. And he said, learn of me. That's what he said. Learn of me. Know him. Know who he is. Know what he's capable of doing. Know that he can give you that peace that you're looking for. Know that he can answer that prayer that you've been asking him to do. Know that he can do the impossible. Know him. So today we're going to look in this passage and learn from two women who were sisters, who had different objectives here and who desired to please Jesus, but two different ways. And you'll see, really, both of them weren't wrong. One of them's focus was not where it should have been at that moment. Okay, and we'll talk about that as we get into this. The one thing that is needed, two women who were sisters, Martha. We assume that Martha is the older. She's always mentioned first. And obviously this was her home, and so she very well may have been the older, who had maybe possibly been married at one point in time, who had acquired a home. But at this point she was not married. Obviously, he's not mentioned here if she was. And then she had her sister, and then she also had her brother. Her brother also lived with them as well. His name was Lazarus, as we said before. She took possession of her responsibilities very seriously, and she was distracted here, and you'll see as we get into this. Mary, on the other hand, we assume is the younger. She took her position of responsibility seriously as well, and her focus was on Jesus. You see, we get so wrapped up in things in life that we get our focus off of Jesus. You remember when Peter was on the water, when he was walking on the water, Jesus told him to come out there on the water, and it was a stormy night. And so Peter, by faith, he stepped out and he was looking at Jesus. And as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. And that's what we do many times as Christians, is we get out here in the world and we look around and we see all of the distractions that are around us, and we get our eyes off of Jesus and we begin to sink. So it's very important that we understand that we need to stay focused on Jesus. And Mary obviously was focused on Jesus, as we read here. And of course, again, as I told you, they were sisters of Lazarus. They were good friends of Jesus. They were disciples of Jesus. And of course, Lazarus was the one that Jesus would raise from the dead. But they had different objectives, or their personalities were different, and their focus was different. Martha, of course, Martha was obviously a giving person. You can see this in this passage. It says here, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house." So she was a very, very giving person, willing to serve, willing to help, and so she was willing to give up her home. Martha was also a courageous person. At this point in time, hosting Jesus was probably not a good idea, because Jesus had a lot of people that didn't like him at this point in time. Those Pharisees and Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, the priests, they were all out to get Jesus. They didn't like him. And so hosting Jesus in her home would possibly potentially put her home in danger as well. But she was a courageous woman. So she was a giving person. She was a courageous person. And she was also a caring and loving person, because she had both her sister and brother who lived with her. And she was willing to take care of them, especially a woman. A woman in those days, in that custom, if she didn't have any family and her husband died, then that was very hard on a woman, because she had to try to make a living on her own, and many times they just wasn't able to do that and had to live on the streets. And so she was a very caring a woman as well, and a very loving person. Mary, on the other hand, Mary was loving and humble as well. She attached herself to Jesus. She had a love for him. And you can see that in verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So she attached herself, meaning that she focused in on Jesus. She wanted to be around Jesus, whereas Martha thought about the other side, which is we got to take care of these people. We got to make sure they got food to eat, a good place, you know, to relax, be able to wash up, all those things. That's what she was thinking. But Mary was thinking more, I want to be with this man. I want to hear his words. So she had a devotion that really ran deep. She was drawn to Jesus. And, you know, we should all be drawn to Christ. I have a desire to be around Jesus, and we should all want to have that desire. She also sat at his feet, which she showed her humility, which meaning that she got at the feet of Jesus, showing her humility to him. Mary also had a spiritual hunger. She heard his word. She was there to hear what he had to say. She had focused her attention on Jesus, hungered for the words of Jesus. That's the kind of attitude that we should all have, and especially, and not just at church, but every day. We want to hear from Jesus every day, and especially when you come to church. Just ask the Lord before you get there. Prepare yourself before you get there. Lord, I want whatever's in my way of any sin or whatever, get it out. I want to stay focused on you, and I want to hear from you today. We need to be ready to hear. We need to have the desire to surrender and commit our lives, and a willingness to do what the Lord would have us to do. So she had a desire to please Jesus. Martha desired to take care of her guest's needs, and Mary desired to commit to the spiritual needs. And both had that desire, but their focus was different. And that's the only thing that was different here between the two sisters, was is their focus was different. One had a focus on Jesus, and one had a focus on meeting the needs of Jesus there. Which, you know, like I said, both are good, but there's a time and place for both. And we need to be focused on Jesus all the time, and willing to serve him however he'd want us to. Now let's look at Martha's distraction. She was distracted by much serving. Look at verse 40. He said, but Martha was cumbered. The word there, that word cumbered means distracted. She was distracted here. Martha was cumbered or distracted about much serving. That's what it was, much serving. There was much serving going on, ministering to the needs of others. She became burdened down with the cares of others. And listen, folks, let me just say this. If you're not careful in the ministry, when you're serving God, you can be serving so much that, and you're doing good. You're doing good things, but your focus is not on Jesus. Your focus may be on you. Your focus may be on other things, but it's important for us to understand that our focus needs to be on Jesus. And she had become burdened down. And listen, you will burn out if you're doing it for the wrong reason. If you'll do it for Jesus, he'll give you the strength to carry out the business and the service. But she became pressured, and she was very tensed at that moment. She had lost sight of her priority, and she became aggravated and even critical. Here you can see what she says. She says, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? So you can see she was aggravated, and she was critical here. She was distracted by material things, necessities, and the cares of this world, entertaining her guests and putting out with her sister, not helping. So she was distracted. She was distracted with much serving, but she was also distracted by the material things that are not necessary. But because of her distraction, it interfered with her opportunity to feed on the words of Jesus. Listen, don't allow the cares of the world to burden you down. And they do. Listen, you know, we think about, and I'm probably talking to people today, that you have some burdens going on in your life right now. You have some trials going on in your life right now, and your attention is focused on that. What you've got to do, and I'm guilty of this too. And what we have to do is we have to stay focused on Jesus while we go through those trials in our lives. And I just thank the Lord. Oh, I just thank Him that I could keep my focus on Him when we were going through Mom. And for about 3 weeks there, she really struggled, and we had to take care of her, and we tried to keep her as comfortable as possible. She just steadily was going down, and it was hard. It's hard to watch somebody die, and we had 3 weeks of that, but yet Jesus was there all the time. I remember praying with Mom every day, and praying with her, and reading scripture with her, and just talking about Jesus with her, because she needed that, but I also needed that at that time, because I needed to keep my focus. I didn't want it to interfere with my opportunity to be with Jesus through this. And then be committed and serve, but don't neglect your relationship with the Lord. Be committed. We need to be committed. That's a problem as Christians in service. It's just being committed. Commitment is when we decide, we're gonna give up our way, and we're gonna give it to someone else, which is Jesus. And just as He said in that verse, "Come unto Me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He wants us to come. But also Jesus said, any man that come after Me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. That's what Jesus said. So we have to learn to follow Him, and to not and be committed to Him. Give up of ourselves, sacrifice ourselves. Romans 12, 1 and 2. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." Sacrifice ourselves, be committed, but don't neglect that relationship with the Lord. And don't allow your service to pressure you to become critical. And sometimes it does. I see that in churches today, even in Macedonia. Sometimes, whatever event we may be having, there may be someone that says, why isn't everybody else helping? Instead of just do, and let God work on that other end of it. You just serve God. And with the best that you can, and let God handle the rest. He'll bless you for doing your service to Him. So Martha's distraction. Then we see Martha's one thing, which is to sit at Jesus' feet, to be readiness to hear, desire to surrender, willingness to do. We need to be ready to hear. And that was the thing that she needed to do. That one thing was to sit at Jesus' feet, just as her sister did, Mary, being ready to hear, to surrender, and willingness to do. She had those characteristics, but her focus was wrong. Jesus' response to Martha was that Jesus showed His love to Martha despite her fault. He says, "Martha, Martha," in verse 41. Jesus reproves her out of love in verse 41. Look what He says. He says, "Thou art careful." The word "careful" means you're worried. "Martha, you're worried and troubled," which means she was agitated about many things that were not necessary. They weren't necessary. Jesus would have very much rather have her sit there and listen as well, then fix whatever had to be done. It wasn't necessary at that point in time. So Jesus expresses one thing needful, and the good part, as He says here in verse 42, "But one thing needful," and Mary had chosen that good part. The good part that Mary chose is sitting at Jesus' feet and hearing His words. She had a spiritual hunger, just like we should have. Jesus said that the good part would not be taken away. The hunger and the thirst after righteousness would fill the heart and the soul. Let me read you something in John 4:14. Jesus said this, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up in everlasting life." And Jesus said unto them, "I am," this is chapter 6, verse 35, "I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to Me never hunger, and he that believeth on Me shall never thirst." And we should, our focus needs to be on Him. So what can we learn from this? Real quick, first of all, don't be easily distracted with the troubles of life, too much to handle. Service should be pleasurable and not a burden. And then number two, don't neglect your spiritual needs. take time to sit at Jesus' feet. And that's something that's personal. You do that at home. You do that when you have a free time, when you can get alone with the Lord, sit at His feet. Fellowship among believers. We do that at church. We fellowship among our believers and worship together and pray and share our burdens. We hunger spiritually for the Word of God and the things of God and the love of God. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you again for the Word, and it speaks to us. We don't have to explain it, but we thank you that we have the opportunity, and I pray now you'll use your Word right here with all these folks that are listening in, that they'll hear the Word, and Lord, it'll touch and pierce, Lord, their soul. And Lord, help us all to look to you and focus on you every day through whatever happens, whether we're serving you or we're going through a trial, that we'll stay focused on you, and Lord, you'll carry us through. And Lord, it'll be great on the other side. So Lord, help these folks. Thank you for them. I pray they'll have a great day today. And Lord, thank you for allowing us to be able to share this so that others can hear. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. May God bless you folks. Thank you again for listening. And Lord willing, I'll see you again next week. God bless.